Robin McCarron.
He is sounding off, drunk, in the middle of the road in a snowstorm, wherever he is.
Jeff Hawkins.
They give them a big middle finger!
You're listening to Shake Them Ropes with Robin McCarron and Jeff Hawkins.
I honestly would have rather gotten a DUI tonight.
Wow.
Hurt? He'll never be hurt. He's made to hurt other people. George Eliot, Silas Marner. I went to No Mercy. Weird crowd, weird end. Bronze smash, Enzo talks cash. Alistair Black goes on way too long, and Aiden English sings Rusev a song. That's where I got to in my intro, Rob. I forgot to write the other half about how I liked 205 Live a lot and things
see.
Of that nature.
Yeah. I see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating some chocolate right now.
Are you?
Couldn't resist. I'm real healthy. Yeah, that was an abrupt stop on the old intro there, Jeffrey.
You told me to stop where I stopped writing.
Yeah, because I wanted to see how abrupt it was going to be. It was perfect.
Well, it was That's one sentence, and then I realized I forgot to write, you know, the other stuff today. But, yeah.
Well, it is funny. You criticized Aleister Black for going too long and then don't go long enough on your intro.
Well, I just don't know why Aleister Black is talking. That's my thing. He has this aura of just kicking dudes in the head, sitting down and being awesome, and then we get this this Velveteen Dream thing, which...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aleister Black and the Velveteen Dream. Also, by the way, are you
Will
aware...
Will you stop eating? Will you please stop eating and do the show?
It's so good, though. It's a little Hershey's chocolate bar with almonds. I'm going to choke. I'm going to cough myself to death. Anyway. Oh, man, that stopped long ago. That stopped long ago. Hey, Aleister Black, 205 pounds on the old WWE website. Mm-hmm. I think they just keep everyone at 205 just until they figure out what they're going to do with them. Sami Zayn was 205 for like 6 months. Wouldn't be shocked if AJ Styles is being billed less than 205 right now. He's not, but I wouldn't be shocked. Aleister Black, 205 live competitor. Maybe. We'll see.
I'd slow down on that.
Speaking of 205 live, Enzo Amore got murdered by everyone. And Jeff Hawkins, you were not a fan of the Braun Strowman beatdown that was not shown on TV, but was put out on the WWE Twitter and social media accounts. Okay. Braun Strowman allowing all the rest of the cruiserweights to have their way with Enzo once he was finished with him. What did you not like about this? Because you were pretty outspoken against this whole deal.
Well, actually, it's weird because when I first saw it, I thought it did make broadcast, and then I watched the final hour of Raw. I didn't like it because you'd already had a situation where Enzo had come out and basically... You know, I have no problem with talking smack on a division. This was a little bit too breaking the fourth wall in his burials for my liking. So you have that you going for him. You have him being a non-worthy champion. You have these guys all out there standing, getting dressed down by this geek. And then a geek in the way that he's a non-deserving champion. And then Braun Strowman comes out and destroys him. And then the cruiserweights get their comeuppance. For me, I want to keep the 205 Live guys and Braun Strowman as far away from each other as possible. I want them to be separate universes, so to speak. Because to me, it seems like, okay, instead of some guy being the savior of the cruiserweights now, because you released this instead of just doing it for the crowd, now it's Braun Strowman. And, you know, the moment you get that, I mean, it's like watching NWO guys destroy luchadors on the first hour of Nitro. You know, it kills their credibility in a lot of way when they're trying to reboot this show. And I thought they did a great job Tuesday on that show. There was a lot of great stuff on 205 Live. Enzo is pretty darn good in this role. I don't think much of his having great matches. But he brings some swagger to this show. I loved it. I loved Drew Gulak. I liked the match between Tony Nese
Drew Gulak's
and Tozawa. I love, and you know who cut a really good creepy heel promo this week?
Jack
Gallagher. I mean, it was fantastic, his promo. So 205 Live was my show of the week.
Okay. Yeah.
There, and Rich Swann showed some fire, which I enjoyed. I mean,
little Richie Swann. Yeah.
Well, angry, you know, anger, heat type of stuff.
Great anger.
Just eat your chocolate and I'll talk here for a while.
Well, here's the thing that you got to realize for the rest of the show is that a lot of the times when I'm eating and coughing that you'll hear, the audience can't hear it. Just know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you may hear me coughing and dying over here because I'm having all of this chocolate. I basically shoved all this chocolate in my mouth all at once. And then I'm washing it down with a very healthy glass of Pepsi.
I can't wait till you're 400 pounds.
God, I'm close, man. I am like 350 over here.
But that was my.
Some people will believe that.
I didn't like that I thought it was on TV at first, but I still don't like that the WWE released it. I mean, look, let Enzo get beat up by guys his own size now.
Dude, dude's tall, man. Dude's bigger than Kurt Angle.
He's taller, at least. Yeah,
he's bigger than Kurt Angle. It's craziness. He's a giant dude for the cruiserweights. Not any good. That was your cruiserweight. What?
Did you? You watched No Mercy, right?
I watched the main event of No Mercy.
Oh, you did?
I was at the. I was in the formerly Klipsch Music Center, which is now the Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center. Ugh! Don't get me started on that. I was at Counting Crows in Matchbox 20. So I was driving back at like 1 a.m. So as we start driving back, the Brock Lesnar match is on. So I did watch Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman, and then it was over rather quickly.
Yes, but today's Wednesday.
And you're saying I should have had time to watch the rest of the show?
Yes.
But then Raw happens, and then SmackDown happens, and then NXT happens, and all of a sudden I'm very behind. And what do I do? Once I watch Raw, I'm like, what do I need to watch the pay-per-view? Well, you know what I was watching, though. I watched the Adam Cole match, thank you.
Suits.
Suits is over. Suits, their finale was last week, so.
Good.
Suits is over. But the Mick started back, so, you know, we had to catch some of the Mick. Hey, you were at a TV audition today with Brad Maddox. How'd that go?
Oh, it was fine. We chatted because he didn't understand the ad, so I explained it to him. But you know, fair enough. It was a nice enough audition. I don't know if I got it, but it's just surreal being in there and going, should I bring up that I know who he is? Nah, let's just keep going.
Were you going up for the same part? It was like Brad Maddox at the same
part, the exact same part. Because we looked so looking much for? Alike.
My God. Were you wrong in the wrong place, or was he in the wrong place?
No, it's one of those general neighbor type of auditions. So
he's not the neighbor type. He's not going to get it.
He might.
Dude looks like a guy at the gym who you want to punch out.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. Well, they brought in a lot of types for this. They brought in the character types such as myself, and they brought in the kind of good-looking neighbor type guys like Brad Maddox.
Oh, so the personality guys versus the looker guys.
Pretty much.
Well, at least you are self-aware of what type you belong to.
I do. Look, man, you ain't never going to get me calling myself good-looking, so, you know, yeah.
Well, the same here, I guess.
Hold on. Let's get back on track.
We are on track. This is the better conversation. Than talking about Enzo Amore all week. I have a question.
What you thought of the end of the Brock Lesnar Braun Strowman match? That's what
well, it happened quickly. I see, like, most people are hung up on the fact that Braun went down to 1F5, and I'm thinking, wouldn't it hurt more if you're a bigger dude hitting, you know, getting hit by 1F5 than these lighter guys who are used to flying and bumping around? Like, wouldn't it make sense that Braun Strowman would go down after one when, you know, someone else might take two or three?
Yeah, I just for me the night was, and I went live with a friend of the show, Sleeve Assassin, who's good people. It was weird because it was John Cena went on second to last, and then it was Enzo Neville, and then it was Braun Brock, and by the time we got to the end of Braun Brock, the lights go up, they thank us for coming, and everybody's just like, wait, that's it? We didn't get any destruction We didn't get like Braun smashing dudes through things.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, there was a lot of, that was bad. It was not the Braun Strowman match that you would have expected. It was probably the Brock Lesnar match that you would have expected, but so much of the focus in the last year has been on Braun Strowman and the type of matches he has. I mean, every single match he had with Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman didn't go out there and have that type of match. Is it an issue where the writing team thought that unless they give that type of match with Roman, that people wouldn't like it, but they don't really care about Brock because Brock, the people will be interested in no matter what? Did they think they could be a little bit, not so much lazy, because I mean, I wouldn't even call it a lazy match. It was just not the Braun Strowman pay-per-view match that's gotten them over.
Yeah, no, I know. What I'd say is everybody was expecting a fight, like two grown hosses just throwing things at each other. And what we got was a wrestling match, which was kind of anticlimactic.
A grapple fest, yes, if you will. Hey, it was certainly a strange end to the pay-per-view. A match that I was looking forward to, a match that I thought could have been a WrestleMania main event in any year. And that would have died as the WrestleMania main event. So it's pretty clear now, right? Pretty clear that Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns is the main event of WrestleMania.
Yes.
I don't think they could have made it any more clear. Now, does that mean Roman Reigns goes into Philadelphia and wins the Royal Rumble once again?
Yes. You predicted that last week. I think that's the move.
I don't know if I'm committing to the fact that he wins the Royal Rumble again, though.
You know what? They may give it to the SmackDown guy because they may think that program needs it.
I think they give it to the SmackDown guy. I do. Mm-hmm. I believe they give it to the SmackDown. I could see an AJ Styles. I'm still, if you wanted a WrestleMania main event of your SmackDown title, Shinsuke Nakamura AJ is the match you should do.
I agree with that. I think that's a great match right there. I mean, if Roman Brock doesn't necessarily tamper my want to go to...
You have the best of both, though. If you have AJ and Shinsuke and they're in a WrestleMania main event, as such as WrestleMania main events are when there's five of them, if they're in the WrestleMania main event for the SmackDown title, you have your match for the hardcores. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, you have your match not only for the hardcores, because honestly, that's a story that's been going on for 3+ years now, right? And the matches have been good every time. Those two are in the ring. The matches have been good. There's one for you. The common denominator in good Brock Lesnar matches and good Braun Strowman matches has been Roman Reigns. You put Brock Lesnar and Braun in there, they have a dud. Why? No Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, the best worker in WWE.
He wasn't on this night at No Mercy. God, everybody's just commenting on how repetitive he was.
Well, John Cena's old, man.
Okay.
John Cena's an old man. He's he's got a wife and a wedding he's planning for. Have they gotten married yet?
No.
Okay.
They're not.
Is that the WrestleMania main event? Is the wedding of John Cena?
I thought that would be the season finale of Total Bellas or something. Or season finale or series finale or whatever. I don't know.
I don't know what's going to happen at WrestleMania with John Cena. I assume he's going to wrestle. And, you know, if Undertaker's going to come back, why not do Undertaker and John Cena, right?
Yeah, if he comes back. I don't want to sit through another Undertaker match. I really don't.
No, I mean, yeah, probably not. Especially, don't give us a Braun Strowman or not a Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman Undertaker would be cool if Braun Strowman went out there. We talked about this. If he just killed the Undertaker, like not even have a match. Honestly, have Undertaker come back, do a build up for a match, and then Braun just murders the Undertaker before the bell. So that way Roman Reigns could be the final match of Undertaker's career after all. But Braun Strowman's the one who takes him out. People would hate that. People would hate that so much. They buy a WrestleMania ticket to see an Undertaker match. And you can go out there and do 10 minutes of a destruction beatdown, whatever. But if you don't get a match, people would go ape. So Brad Maddox, was he looking good?
Yeah, he's he's about, I'd say he's about my height, maybe an inch taller. Sneaky. I mean, he doesn't seem jacked, but you can tell he's in very, very good shape.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your report on Brad Maddox. No one's seen him in a while. The guy's disappeared. He's been gone.
Well, he's been kind of keeping quiet because of the last time he was brought up.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that's.
Look it up on Google. No, something you should seek out, at least from SmackDown, is Aiden English and Rusev and that pairing together.
Okay.
Where Aiden English singing the Bulgarian national anthem and Rusev being just generally awesome. It's a pretty darn great segment.
Rusev's great.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm really coughing up a storm here. Struggling. Hopefully none of you were too upset at me.
Oh, and one other thing on No Mercy you should watch is Cesaro Mercy. Jacking up his teeth.
Yeah, I heard. I saw, actually. I did watch that clip. Cesaro, even worse. Like, if he chipped his teeth, like, that was bad enough. When I first started seeing it on Twitter, I thought he chipped his teeth, right? But no, jamming the teeth up your jaw? Ugh! Just sounds bad. Have to be excised from the jaw. I wouldn't want that. I don't know how I would react to that. How did it just get those two teeth and none of the others surrounding it? It's a mess. Cesaro's a tough dude. A lot of people up the Sin Cara injury from a couple of years ago now, where Sin Cara stopped a match he was wrestling because he jammed his finger. And Cesaro's out there like literally busting his jaw and going out there. Crazy times, crazy times. You know who else is the tough cruiserweight? This Enzo Amore.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, I wanted to ask you, is Enzo Amore the next John Cena?
Well, you mean like puts out a rap album and then does some bad direct-to-DVD videos?
Dude, the dude's cutting some pretty interesting heel promos. That segment at the end of Raw. I mean, he made that segment at the end of Raw.
Oh, he was great. He was great on the stick today.
Yes, he was great. Maybe after a while, he's so entertaining as a heel that the people start coming around again and he becomes this big guy. He's a guy that, you know, not a lot of people think he's any good in the ring, and he may not be, but maybe 15 years from now, he'll be serviceable, you know, and he'll do all these philanthropic things. He's doing the Make-A-Wishes and all this. Maybe, I don't know. This guy might be the next John Cena, might be the next Hulk Hogan.
Well, I think he's a positive in some ways. The problem is they're about to kind of do this same story with Carmella over on SmackDown in being a women's champ that probably is not deserving because of the whole Ellsworth thing and isn't as talented in the ring. So they have to be a little bit careful with that. But there are certain moments of Enzo when he's cutting a promo and you can tell he's kind of there. You know, for all the talk of, well, is management punishing him or anything to that effect, I don't think they are. I think they're just allowing his natural obnoxiousness to do something for this 205 division. And there's times where he kind of veers off script a little bit, but the flashes of the promo or the flashes of brilliance within those moments are really, really good. I mean, they trust him somewhat on the stick, which is only a positive compared to, you know, someone who's heavily scripted like a, you know, like a Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if we can get some compelling characters on this show and get some good and get those compelling characters to then translate through the good matches that we've been having on that show, it's not dead yet. And I thought it was dead after Monday, and Tuesday kind of brought me around a bit.
What else is the big thing on Raw? Cause right now, I mean, your SmackDown things, your
Shield.
Shield, that's what reunion. I wanted to get to. Yes. Okay. The Shield is coming back. They are wrestling at TLC as a unit, opponents not known yet. Could be Cesaro, Sheamus and Miz, could be the Miztourage, could be Evolution for all we know. Probably not. But the Shield is coming back and we have about 1 month until that, that pay-per-view, the TLC pay-per-view. For WWE Raw. So we have 1 month to get the Shield back together. This whole Shield reuniting has been the quickest deal ever for what seems like. I mean, you have 3 years of this Shield storyline, and they're just going to be back in the matter of 2 months. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, all on the same page. And not as a collective unit, just for like a one-match type of deal here. What do you think about the Shield reunion?
I don't like it. Because I think you need, I think you need a stronger force than the Miz, Curtis Axel, and Bo Dallas to fight against. And I don't think there is that strong heel force that would warrant the Shield coming together just yet. So I get that this feels like, you know, the same rationale of bringing back the Dudleys and the Hardys. It's the nostalgia pop. Give them the easy win. And then we'll be able to sell Shield t-shirts and it'll be great. No, I want the story to be compelling and worth it. And there aren't any, I mean, there's no bad force that is out there right now that would make me want to say, you know what this really needs is our tag team champs and our guy we're looking to make the face of the company to fight it.
SmackDown has Jinder Mahal, Shinsuke Nakamura, which apparently was just going to be a regular title match. Mm-hmm. At Hell in a Cell. Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens destroying Sami Zayn again.
Again.
Yeah, because the deal is if you want to make Kevin Owens a monster, you just feed him Sami Zayn.
Now, I had people arguing with me about this. I was not a fan of, because there are people that are thinking, well, this could lead to something better for Sami. And I'm like, that's never their intention here. It's just to get Kevin Owens over, and Sammy's his best friend who can beat. But this has been one of the hottest feuds in three different companies, if you count NXT as a different company. Like
I don't.
Like some people did. I remember we had that
jackass Ben Miller.
Yeah. But to just kind of put it on a throwaway to build up Hell in the Cell against Shane McMahon of all people. How do you feel about that? Because it seems to me that it's gotten kind of the law of diminishing returns now.
I don't know. I think you could do the Sami Zayn stuff. The problem is if you take all the other companies out, I mean, Sami Zayn's and Kevin Owens have had somewhat of a lengthy feud just in WWE.
Yeah.
On the WWE main roster, they had their program on Raw. They had a program on SmackDown. You know, Sami Zayn's first feud in WWE was with Kevin Owens.
Yeah, and then we were never going to see it again once we got right. The brand split.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't exactly know, because it's weird. I mean, they keep going back to it, and I guess they can. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a problem if they keep going back to it.
I'm absolutely stoked for the New Day versus the Usos in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah,
I think Hell in a Cell match.
Hell in a Cell tag team match. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'll be two Hell in a Cell matches. Just a weird combination of matches to choose. None of the big titles. AJ Styles, Baron Corbin. You hype for that one?
No, because I still think they'll make it a three way.
With who?
Ty Dillinger.
Oh God, no.
Really?
No.
See, let me put it this way: you cannot be hyped for the two Cell matches, but your alternative would be Jinder versus Nakamura Hell in a Cell, and I have no interest in seeing that. Zero. Okay. None.
it doesn't main event, right? I mean, Shane and Kevin Owens is main eventing.
Yes, because Shane's going to drop off something.
Yeah. Just fall. Nah, yeah, it's not that he jumps off. It's not that he gets thrown. He just drops. He just falls down. Oh, boy. Ugh. And then on NXT, you had something on 205 Live. You went through the 205 Live and SmackDown Raw. And what's the biggest thing going in WWE right now? Brock's gone for a little bit. John Cena's gone for a little bit. I don't know what the hell you're going to do on Raw for the title program. Is Brock going to even wrestle the rest of this year? You know, come back at Royal Rumble?
It's weird because this is the down season. This is usually when they crown a new champ to try it.
And what the hell is the big program? And Raw right now, that's why you can get a cruiserweight segment as the main event. But is Alexa Bliss the big program right now? And she's doing great. I mean, she was fantastic on Raw. I'm actually looking forward to Mickey James, Alexa Bliss. It also told you that, hey, we have, you know, a month and a half until our next Raw pay-per-view. We're going to give you Mickey James in the meantime. But I don't know what they're going to promote as the big thing. I honestly don't. Is it the Miz? Is it the Shield? I guess you're going to have the Shield reunion, but what happens after that on the way to SummerSlam or Survivor Series? You know, what's going to happen once the Shield thing is done unless Brock comes back? You have no main title right now.
God, you know what it feels like they may do is they may do a crossover program for Survivor Series to kind of get that going to make it seem like there's something going on. The the contrived Raw versus SmackDown feud where Raw is clearly the A show, but they give SmackDown some symbolic wins, so to speak. I could see that happening. I could see them bringing in Ronda and her friends for the horsewomen feud that was ruined. It's that weird time where you'd think it's weird because usually you'd come out of No Mercy with a guy like Braun Strowman as your champion just to see what you have with the guy. Brock would take off for a while and then come back, you know, for December for the build to the Rumble, but they're not doing any of that. They're keeping all hands on deck, but they're not really doing anything with those hands just yet. So I think we're going to have to wait a week or two.
Wait a week or two. I'm tired of waiting. You know what I want?
They announced a match, by the way, for Starcade. Goldberg.
They did announce for Starcade. Yes. Are you going to fly out for Starcade?
I'm thinking about it. Because they're having a convention as well, like an old school NWA / Smoky Mountain convention I've never been to one of those.
Tell the people what the first match announced for this house show on Black Friday is.
It's going to be on the Saturday.
Is it going to be on the network?
Yes.
Has this been confirmed? Are we breaking this news?
We're not breaking it, but I've been told it's going to be on the network.
We're breaking this news, I believe. I believe we are breaking this news. Let's see, 5 hours ago. There's a deal on the WWE.coms. Could a Good Brother Showdown be on the horizon for WWE Starrcade 2017 in Greensboro, North Carolina? A challenge from Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson has old school and new school fans buzzing with anticipation. Gallows and Anderson took to Twitter to call out 2017 WWE Hall of Fame inductees Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, collectively known as the Rock and Roll Express, for the Thanksgiving weekend extravaganza. While some may have thought the club issued the challenge in jest, Ricky and Robert didn't take it lightly. Were this battle to take place, the Rock and Roll Express would certainly have the home field advantage. Morton and Gibson took part in two highly revered steel cage matches at Starrcade in Greensboro, defeating Ivan and Nikita Koloff to win the NWA World Tag Team titles in 1985, and successfully defending the gold against Ole and Arn in 1986. The Rock and Roll Express are scheduled to appear at Starrcade's return on Saturday, November 25th, will Gallows and Anderson be there to confront them? Well, I would imagine they fucking will. They're the guys who challenged them. What kind of dumbass question is that to end this thing? Will Gallows and Anderson be there to confront them? The literal first sentence is Gallows and Anderson challenged them.
Well, you know, tag teams have a funny way of getting injured in the WWE these days. It might be the Revival. That's what I want. I want the Revival versus Rock and Roll Express. Screw Anderson and Gallows. They could go have a fight at Ontario Mills over Bullet Club t-shirts. I want the Revival versus the Rock and Roll Express.
Will they be there to confront them?
That was at least interesting. I almost went to that Raw too.
What Raw? This Raw?
The one that was in Ontario, California, just outside of Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, where they don't name the cities.
And the Bullet Club decides to quote unquote invade, which
they were just filming a segment. They were in the area. They were filming a segment because WWE is there. They thought it would be cool TV. They weren't invading WWE, and you know what? No, it was fun. It was fun for them.
Nobody goes to Ontario just on a whim.
Yeah.
Nobody.
And they were like, "What are we going to do here?" They're probably going there to get served their cease and desist letter personally.
Going to the outlet mall there to hang out at the Hot Topic.
I honestly don't know how this is going to go because WWE has served a cease and desist letter to the Young Bucks about the too sweet hand gesture. So Young Bucks are changing all their merchandise. They're eliminating one of the fingers. So it's not the too sweet hand gesture. So they're falling in line with this right now. But I wonder if they'll actually fight it, if they will try to get that thrown out, if they are going to go to court. Obviously, no. They're obeying it right now, but will they try to do something to get around this? Or will they just change and adapt and no longer use the too sweet gesture? Because honestly, at this point, they don't need it.
They don't, but I think the WWE has a good case for that. It's their intellectual property in terms of regards to wrestling. So I don't think they could fight it, even if it is an homage. It's still... they're still technically making money off of it, so ergo WWE would have some claim to it if they took it to court to try and fight it. And they don't want to spend all their money in court.
Right,
with WWE asking for continuances and things like that.
But then WWE, I mean, WWE has to prove why they should get the claim. Are they the first entertainment group to be using that, you know, that symbol?
I believe they have it trademarked for use in wrestling with the NWO and the Wolfpack. Mm. I think that's an actual trademark.
Well, they're trying to
answer that question.
Yeah, it's been filed. It hasn't been granted yet. But
I thought it already had been granted. I think it's an old trademark. To be honest with you, it might have lapsed, but. I think it's more egregious that they won't, or that Cody Rhodes has never asked. I thought it was they were keeping him from using the Rhodes name. He never asked to use the Rhodes name.
Well, he can't. It's WWE's name. They created it. They have it trademarked.
What are you talking about? Shut up.
The Rhodes trademark? WWE created the name Cody Rhodes for wrestling. They created it. I mean, I know Dusty Rhodes is his father in real life, but the name Cody Rhodes is the WWE trademark because it was first used in WWE TV. I mean, there's no way around that. It's not a family name at that point, you know, because it's not a real name.
Mm-hmm.
So I get WWE's side of that. But yeah, Cody Rhodes couldn't use it. I mean, he can ask all day long. They wouldn't let him. They're probably pissed at him. They're pissed at him now, that's for sure. I'm not going to let him use that trademark. What the hell?
A lot of pissed people going around these days.
Who else is pissed? Was Brad Maddox pissed? Is he not? Is he not having fun where he is in life?
Well, your friend Gabe.
Oh, my friend Gabe. Yeah, Gabe Sapolsky, the booker and founder of Evolve Pro Wrestling in WWN. Now I'm losing my voice, Jeff.
Well, you're getting phlegmy because of the chocolate.
I don't know if I is. I stopped eating the chocolate like a good 20 minutes ago.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's still going to affect your esophagus.
I'm getting worse. Mm-hmm. Am I yelling too much? Am I yelling too much about Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows?
No, you're not. You continue, though.
I saw a tweet that it would be worth it to put this on the network if it were the Rock and Roll Express against Chad Too Bad and Tex Ferguson.
I'd pay for that. I'd pay for Southpaw.
It would be real Southern Greensboro, North Carolina wrestling.
Come
if it were
on, man. And if that crowd could become Southern and hot like it used to be, oh, man, I would. Yeah, sure. Why not? I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it to me.
Give me
my Southern wrestling. Give me Southern wrestling. Give me everybody blading. Give me stipulations that make no sense. Make it a real Starrcade.
Make it.
Why not?
A real Starrcade. So what's the main event of the Starrcade? Shinsuke Nakamura, Jinder Mahal?
Yes, of course. And probably going to go 60 because Ric Flair would want it that way. I don't know. But going back to the Gabe letter, the one thing that interests me is how much they want to pattern their style now after the WWE. And that I understand why, because they want to be the single A ball to, or double A ball to NXT's triple A. But at the same time, I don't need a lesser WWE running dingier venues where I can't see things like pile drivers or, you know, people talking into a camera and things like that. That disappointed me somewhat.
Dustin Rhodes, also known as Goldust, is berating fans on Twitter right now about wins and losses.
Oh, jeez.
He is in the Vince McMahon and Road Dogg school that wins and losses don't matter.
Although it appears the Evolve library is now available on
Float. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. A friendly looking gentleman on Twitter got into a little tiff with Dustin Rhodes talking about how he's a fan of Bray Wyatt and he wishes Bray Wyatt would win more. Not coming after Goldust or anything like that. And then Goldust responds, "Well, you're not the boss. I suggest you watch the product and get behind whatever we put out. Stop your insanity over wins and losses. Jesus.
It's fake. Why are you believing it? Why do you want it to be quality? Why do you care about stories and... I don't know.
a popular.
We have the same agent, so I can't say.
Oh, you have the same. God, you're so show busy in this episode.
Yeah, no, but it. I mean, look, I understand their point of view, but that's the kind of thing you don't want to say to fans, too. It's, oh, stop caring about quality. Stop caring about continuity. Stop wanting this stuff to make sense. I mean, I know people have low standards for Game of Thrones, but, you know, the stuff they've been doing the past two seasons, some of that crap hasn't made sense.
But
for the most part, people like continuity. People like getting invested in TV shows. People like things that make sense, that make them feel like they're not wasting their time and feeling stupid. You know, it's just I don't understand this attitude.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wait a second.
What happened?
Wait a second. Is this a new article? This can't be a new article. This might be a new article. No, it's from June of last year. Oh, there is an article making the round about the Too Sweet gesture on WWE.com.
Okay.
That's old. The Too Sweet history of WWE's most iconic gesture.
Is that the most iconic gesture?
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me? It wasn't even that popular in WWE.
I'm being sarcastic. I always thought the middle finger was.
The middle finger is more iconic as far as the gesture. The crotch chops are more iconic as a gesture. Did Hogan do anything that was a gesture that was more iconic? Probably his poses.
Oh, the circling the hand around and cupping his ear to the crowd. Yeah.
The Too Sweet history of WWE's most iconic gesture. Oh my God. If you want to make it your own, I mean, they're the winners. They can change their history however they want to. That is their prerogative. Thoughts on Dwayne Wade going to the Cavs? Just kidding. Just kidding, everybody.
I think he's washed up, but that's me.
He's good. He's not great anymore. He's good. Oh, anyway, let's see. The Young Bucks are responding. This is a segment we like to call What's New on Twitter. The Young Bucks, Nick Jackson, who this may get me in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Nick Jackson reminds me, I can't even think of, there are countless movies out there where one brother's smarter and the other brother is just around because the other brother is smarter. It's a Donald Jr. and Eric Trump situation, if you know what I mean. Nick Jackson strikes me as the guy who's lucky Matt Jackson's smart.
Mm.
Nick Jackson is the lesser brother. He's the I can't even really put him with the Hardys, because the Hardys are both smart in their own ways. Like, Matt Hardy seems like he's the smart one, but Jeff Hardy's the popular one, and Matt's kind of lucky Jeff's so popular, because otherwise Matt would die as a solo act. And don't give me this broken Matt Hardy, because broken Matt and Hardy wasn't that big of a deal. Jeff Hardy still had to be involved in it.
Okay. Now.
Nick Jackson says on Twitter, "Try me. You say something stupid, you're getting blocked. Not in the mood to play around anymore." Uh-oh. According to Nick Jackson, the mood is about to change.
Hmm.
That was Taz, for those who paying attention. Anyway, you had brought up something and I had totally forgotten about it. Oh, the Evolve library is up.
Yeah.
Flowslam.tv right now, you can watch any WWN show pretty much. They're all up for free. So instead of paying that $20 a month or the $150 for the year or whatever it is, you can watch all the shows for free. So these people who are rightfully upset, who have been basically subscribing to Flowslam for a year now, mostly for WWN, who were paying $20 a month and not getting the full Evolve library or the full Dragon Gate USA library. It's now up there, and the people can dive in for free right now. So that's got to feel good for the subs.
Yeah, do you think that this has to do with the lawsuit?
No, I think someone doesn't know what they're doing. Okay. Because it's not just Evolve shows that shine. It's not just WWN shows. There's a couple of non-Evolve and non-WWN properties. So far, the only one I've been able to see that's still locked under the paywall is House of Hardcore.
Mm.
So you can go watch a lot of indie wrestling right now for free at flowslam.tv if you are so inclined, until they decide to fix that issue.
Rob, my Twitter has blown up a little bit.
Your Twitter's blowing up. Why is that?
I had an opinion, and people think I opinionated wrongly about
this. Well, you do that quite often. It's unfortunate.
I did that. I said this on Monday night. Okay. I said that that Enzo Amore is the Sami Zayn of Raw.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
This was before I knew he was going to be a full-on heel. He's an annoying babyface who gets beat up to put other guys over, pretty much. That was my concept. And they had created two annoying babyface characters that we wanted to see get beat up.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if I compare. Like, I don't know if I compare.
Like, how dare you compare Enzo Amore to Sami Zayn? Sami Zayn's character is far less egregious, and well, you know, whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to throw that at you to see if I was opinionating wrongly or not. And since you did not have a strong opinion either way,
I don't know if it's. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why anyone would be getting mad at you.
Well, I just said that they're just agreeing with the person who disagreed with me.
In the land of hot takes, that wouldn't really stand out.
I'm not a hot take guy.
You are a hot take master.
What?
You are a hot take aficionado.
We really should have watched something else for this show to fill some time.
I don't know, man. This is better, I think. What else is there to watch? Well, I mean, there's too much going on. And Kenny Omega, I'm pretty hyped about this, going to the Ring of Honor show, after all. On October 15th, Kenny Omega is defending the United States Championship of the International Wrestling Grand Prix against Yoshihashi in one of the big matches in Chicago. The week before that, the Sunday before that, October 8th, the WWE Hell in a Cell show is happening in Detroit, which is about a 2.5 hour drive from here. Contemplated maybe making the way out because it's in the new Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, which is new. I think it's the first year it's been open. First couple of months it's been open. So thought about doing that, but that would be too many shows in a 2-week period. Two is too many. But excited for this Ring of Honor show. Bully Ray's on the show. Can't wait for that. A little Cody action. No one will be too sweeting or else they're all going to get sued. So you cannot do any too sweet gestures. Those in the fans, in the audience, if you do the too sweet gesture, you are not immune. You could get sued too. Don't do it. If there's anything you do, make it anything but the too sweet gesture. The WWE's most iconic gesture. You are not allowed to do it. Is Emma going to get fired?
No. I don't think so. Not yet. I think they got to feed her to Asuka first.
Feed her to Asuka. That'd be an interesting one, too, because Asuka's going to debut at TLC. Could it be in a title match against Alexa Bliss? Do they give her a feeder opponent? Maybe an Emma, you know, someone from the NXT background? Could it be Nia Jax? Could it be like, let's just put up the toughest woman who could be her toughest opponent right off the bat? I would actually build to a Nia Jax-Asuka match later on.
Oh, I think that's the plan. I think it's either Dana Brooke or Emma.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's someone she can kill without any worries of any future plans being ruined. But I thought Emma looked good in that match Sunday night. I don't see why they'd fire her.
Yeah. I mean, she's looking okay. I don't know if she's... I don't know if she's fully motivated. I'm not trying to question her motivation or question her work or anything like that. I'm just trying to put myself in her position. Would I be fully motivated if I just thought there's nothing I can do to get ahead of the top three?
No, I'd be coming in and doing things probably a little bit half-assed.
Yeah, you'd be auditioning for TV roles with Brad Maddox.